A new small private school will open this autumn in South Fayetteville. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the Ann Brown Memorial School offers an intensively mentored child-led curriculum rich in the arts, both creative and martial.
Melissa Graham, director of Ann Brown Memorial School, a few blocks south of Fayetteville's Mill District, walks through the empty schoolhouse this afternoon, visualizing each room filled with young, happy school children.
Okay, this is our kitchen, and where we'll do a lot of hanging out and eating good food. Here's our hallway,
which leads to several classrooms.
To just include amazing, basically artwork everywhere, and just projects.
Projects based on the principle of provocation, she says.
So basically what a provocation is where you create something, but only enough for them to discover it themselves.
Off the front entrance, this facility is actually a renovated house, is the reading spa, says school co-founder Rebecca Buchanan.
Kids are going to come in the first hour and probably get something to drink and come in and read for a while and relax. And the soft furniture that's not here yet, but will be.
Novel way to begin a school day. The Ann Brown Memorial School Center for Inspired Education is founded by Graham, her spouse Paul Davis Buchanan, and her spouse Arbor, who will serve as a mentor. Graham heads to the kitchen, opens the back door, which leads to a spacious parking lot and small playground, takes a moment to reflect on the school's namesake.
So Ann Brown is a local educator who passed in 2012. I had the great fortune of meeting her 13 years ago. She created what we call here the farm on Mission and Crossover area. And so I live out there. And she basically just touched my heart. She was wonderful with my child and all the children at the farm. And it just felt right to really remember her. And then I found out after we decided on the name that she actually had her own private kindergarten here in Fayetteville 30 plus years ago.
The independent private school, once fully established, will align with the International Baccalaureate accreditation, Graham says. She has an international degree in education and an American bachelor's in English, and is bringing together four disciplines, starting with intensive mentoring for this institution.
So basically, each child will have their own individual learning plan and their own mentor. So not only will we be working through just what they're needing to know in kindergarten, first grade, but also what they love and what they're passionate about. So every Thursday, each child will meet with their mentor. And what our hope is that we find mentors in our own community that reflect back to them what they love and what they're passionate about. And then they can also address, you know, how's everything going with reading? How's everything going with mathematics? So it's just someone to hold them accountable, but also footsteps for them to walk into.
Fayetteville artist Leilani Law will teach an art curriculum. And Graham's husband, Paul Davis, who operates Fayetteville Kung Fu, will teach the children martial arts. The school's philosophy is that every child's dignity and respect is front and center.
I think it's just the most important thing that we can do for our planet, to treat our children with love and respect so that we can not only foster their own relationship with themselves, but also teach them in this crazy world of internet, and that's become their social fabric, to also teach them how to connect in a real authentic way to themselves and to each other.
Screens will be used, but only a little.
And I want this place, this Ann Brown Memorial School is going to be a child's world where there's fun and freedom and happiness and laughter. And that may or may not include a screen. But if it does include a screen, it would be for a purpose.
Graham says reading and writing will be taught, but differently.
Although it's very important to learn to read, it's also very important to learn to think. And I feel like our curriculum is going to be mostly very individualized. We're going to bring in the Socratic dialogue where children are just encouraged to ask questions and question and question, even more questions, so that they can build those critical thinking skills. So this place will look nothing like most schools.
Enrollment began in early May. 9 children are signed up so far. The school can accommodate 18.
Our yearly tuition is $7,800, and that includes an organic meal. We also have our monthly payment plans. Families can pay that out 10 months or 12 months.
This school calendar, Graham says, will align with the University of Arkansas schedule. This soon-to-be nonprofit is open, for now, to kindergarten and first graders, but in time will include all grades. Rebecca Buchanan is educational coordinator and lead mentor.
Which means I'm the lead teacher for first and kindergarten.
Buchanan, a longtime preschool teacher and school director, as well as a private instructor, says this school is based on the Reggio Emilia approach.
Reggio Emilia, it is a child-led curriculum, which is really not a curriculum. It's basically just finding what the children love and teaching through their love and their ability to learn through what they want to do. So you find what they're interested in, and you teach them reading skills, math skills, social studies, everything through the areas that they're most interested in. That's the idea behind Reggio Emilia. It was originally from Reggio Emilia, Italy. You can look it up, it's really cool. And it was designed for a preschool curriculum, but they brought it on up into the early grades. And so that's what we're doing.
Melissa Graham had one more thing to say to parents struggling with children who are struggling with their school.
That if you're a parent that has any concerns whatsoever about your child and that little light that goes out inside, to please contact Ann Brown Memorial School, because we're here to bring inspiration back to education and to honor and to really just respect and draw out what they all came here to do, because I believe we all have purpose, and I feel like we lose it sometimes, and it would be so great to have it, to grab it, and to know what it is, and to be on your path, and that's what I want for these children.
Ann Brown Memorial School is among an estimated 180 private schools operating across Arkansas, serving 30,000 children. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Enrollment for Ann Brown Memorial School is underway for fall session, which will begin August 20th. If you'd like to share any story or interview you hear on Ozarks at Large with friends through email or social media, you can do that by going to ozarksatlarge.com. You find past editions of our show there, as well as the individual stories. And if you want to take us with you, we are a podcast available for free through services like iTunes and Stitcher.